I'm 350.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to 350 and 1.
Okay, Duncan.
I'm 350 and you're 1.
Okay, Duncan.
I'm 350.
Okay, Duncan. What's your question for me tonight?
I said I'm 350.
Okay, 350. I mean, Duncan, what's your question for me tonight?
How long do you think it takes Santa to double check his list of gifts for people?
So how long do I think it takes for Santa to double check his list of gifts for people? How many people do you think are on the list?
Everyone.
So that's got to be... Well, I can't imagine that Santa still uses paper because that's not good for the environment, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine he's using either an iPad or an iPhone so that he has an infinitely scrolling screen that he can go through his list. The nice thing about that, too, is most apps have a built-in search function. So if he was looking for, say, Duncan Hines from Hamilton, he could tap the search bar, type in your name, and quickly find you without having to go alphabetically, right? But I still think it's going to take a long time because there's billions of people and I don't know, maybe he's running a script to automate the process. So he could do if behavior equals good, display true, but if behavior equals bad, display false. So that he only worries about the good people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that all makes sense. You know, you can write a simple script to do that. I think Santa might be able to have some elves who have engineering backgrounds to do that for him. What do you think?
Yeah.
But I still think it's a lot of work. So I imagine people probably start sending in their letters to Santa when? Maybe in November? I don't think everyone waits till December. It's a little too close. So I think as soon as he receives that first letter, he's working on verifying equals good, equals bad. So maybe I'm going to say 6 weeks to go through the entire list of everyone. Is that plausible?
What does plausible...
Sorry, I meant, is that clausible?
Clausible is not a word.
I heard a laugh from yonder of your bed. I see a foot.
That's Mama.
It's white socks with flip-flops. Yeah, she's looking. Mama. That's Mama. All right, that's my answer. You ready for my question?
No.
Would you rather have a carrot for a nose or twigs for arms?
Twigs for arms, because I would eat my nose.
Now, you say you would eat your nose, but can you try and lick your nose right now for me? Now, how's that going for you?
Bad.
Right. I don't know. Well, if you broke your nose off and took a bite out of it, that's one way.
Yeah.
But if you weren't using your hands, you would still struggle to eat your nose because your tongue isn't long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So still, you're going to go with twigs for arms?
Yeah.
Now, describe to me the feeling of a person that has twigs for arms and has to wipe their bum after they go poop.
I don't know what Mama...
Mama's making a weightlifting motion. She's nodding her head yes. Does that mean how do people with twigs for arms lift heavy things? Yeah, what might happen to your twig arm if you lift something too heavy?
It would break off.
Mm-hmm. And being that it's not planted in the ground, it wouldn't grow back, right?
Yeah.
You would have to get it fixed. How might you fix a broken twig arm?
Get someone to glue it back on.
Maybe crazy glue, yeah. Maybe you could use some fishing line to tie it back on. Maybe you can make a joint so that it can stick back in. Use an Allen key, you know, put it back together. You sticking with twigs for arms?
Yeah.
You sure? I think you look pretty cute with a carrot nose. Do you want to try it tomorrow? If we were to buy a carrot, I could carve out a little hole in the bottom so that's the exact size of your current nose, and we could just stick it on, almost like your squigs. Would you like a squiggy carrot nose?
No.
I think we should try it. Maybe while you're sleeping.
No.
What if I made a wish to a magic lamp, a question we've asked before, and one of those wishes was for you to get a carrot nose, and you woke up in the morning, and you went into the washroom to go pee, and you stood up on your step stool to look into the mirror as you readied the water for your hands, and you notice that your nose is now a carrot.
Nope.
Okay. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Y-E-S.
I'll take that as a yes. See you, see ya, bye-bye.
Yes.
See you, see ya, bye-bye. See you, see ya, bye-bye.
See you, see ya, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Y-E-S spells yes. Y-E-S spells yes. And no spells no. And no spells no. Y-E-S spells yes. Bye.